At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Open up the straight, or it's going to get dark for a long time. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. We're doing our best to make Mondays great, even though most of us are upset that the Gators lost a real close one last night. They're out of March Madness. Iowa beat them 73-72. Your top stories, you've got this Air Canada jet colliding with a fire truck. It turns out this Air Canada jet was, I guess, between landing on the runway and taxiing, but the speed believed to be about 24 miles an hour, which obviously is not fast, but they're going to break it all down, obviously. But, yeah, at least two, pilot and co-pilot, are dead from Air Canada jet. All the flights are grounded, and it looks like that, at least right now, they're saying that LaGuardia will be closed till approximately 2 o'clock this afternoon. That's the latest that we have on that terrible tragedy. And as we get more information, we'll share that with you. But it was... it was incoming. It was landing. It did land. It was coming from Montreal. And the fire truck was given permission to cross that particular runway. And there was a breakdown somewhere in there. And they told the fire truck to stop. But it was kind of late. He didn't hear he didn't respond to the call for him to stop initially. So awful. Just feel for the folks involved in that. All right. President Trump put out the warning to the Iranians and said, hey, look, you're going to open up the Strait of Hormuz and you're going to allow all the traffic to flow through there, or I'm going to blow up all your power stations, including your biggest one. That's what I'll start with.
He's to the point.
And I mean, they have absolutely no reason to doubt him. None.
No.
He's given them no reason. Mm. He's not a guy that draws a red line. He's not a guy that draws a line in the sand. When he tells you, it's either this or this is going to happen, mm-hmm. he has followed through every time. So, yeah, it's not game. It's not gamemanship at this point.
No, this is not Obama. Keep moving that line.
It's not a bluff. Mm-hmm. It's not strategery. It is open up the strait, or we're going to basically unplug your country.
Wow.
And, an acoustic guitar only gets you so far.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We want our folks to be as safe as can be during this Operation Epic Fury, which begins day 24 today. Robert Mueller, FBI director and kind of Russiagate, a special counsel, he's passed away at the age of 81. One of your other top stories, President Donald Trump said that while Democrat lawmakers want to make a deal to fund the Department of Homeland Security, he feels there should be no deal made until they approve the Safeguarding American Voter Eligibility, the SAVE Act, voter ID, prove you're a citizen. Mm-hmm. On a post on X, Hannah Brandt, Washington, D.C. correspondent for News Nation, shared that during a phone call with Trump, she asked him how long he's prepared to have U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents at airports. Brandt's question to Trump comes after he announced this over the weekend, that if Democrats do not agree to fund DHS, he'll place ICE agents at airports where they will do security, including arresting illegal aliens. So that, the president once again is following through on that. And Tom Homan has stated on the air, I believe it was on CNN, that, yeah, they'll be deployed today. To various airports. Yeah, and will work in a capacity with TSA employees. Obviously, they're not going to know all the details of what the job entails, probably. It'll be quick on-the-job training. It'll be mostly playing a backup role. But let's be honest, you've been to the airport.
Yep.
You know what goes on there. How long do you think it would figure out to get an idea of what your job entails? And these folks are also used to looking for things that are hidden, which is going to come in handy because they, you know, they'll check parcels and things coming across the border, backpacks, et cetera. So, I think it is a good move, a smart move. I think that the president cares about the American people and wants to make sure that we are as safe as we can be. The traveling public is concerned about these issues. DHS is extremely shorthanded. They've had more and more people walk off the job because they're not getting a paycheck. And nobody likes to work under those conditions. It's normal versus the crazy. Yep. And who said that? Governor Sarah Sanders. Remember?
Yeah.
Huckabee.
Yes, like her.
That's Huck's little girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she is now the governor. That's got to be kind of cool if you're in that family.
I think so.
Daddy was governor.
Yeah.
Now his daughter's governor. And I know, for conservatives at least, highly, highly respected family. I thought she did a great job when she worked, you know, in the previous administration, Trump's first one. Mm-hmm. So apparently there's something that went on at a Little Rock, Arkansas restaurant after her lunch last week. She was asked to leave the croissanterie. Yes, we don't like your type in the croissanterie. Well, first off, you know,
that's rude.
I remember interviewing you when this happened the last time. And I'm sorry, host Sean Hannity said, you're the governor of the state.
Yeah.
Now my understanding is you ate lunch, then you paid the bill, you tipped them, and then they told you to get the heck out. Is that right?
Huh.
She said, you're right. Unfortunately, I was there with two other moms. And as you know, as well as anybody, Sean, the battle in this country is no longer between the left versus right. It is normal versus the crazy.
Wow.
And unfortunately, we saw a little bit of the crazy come out last week in my home state of Arkansas. But the good news is that the vast majority of people across this country, they love God, they love their families, they love America, and they do not represent that small group that we had to experience and endure last week. Quote, I think my state is one of the most hospitable in the country. I'm proud to be the governor of Arkansas. I love our people. I think we have some of the most amazing people you will find anywhere. And we're not going to let a small group ruin a great reputation or dictate the rules or what it looks like to be from Arkansas or to be an American. And so we're going to continue to try and treat people with kindness the way we want to be treated.
Nice.
Hold our heads up high and ignore the haters and the touch of crazy. Hmm. When we encounter it wherever we are. So, yeah, well said. The last time it happened, I don't know what the period of time was, but there was a period of time between when she was completely mistreated, told to leave, and that restaurant actually going out of business.
Wow.
I don't know if it happened like right away or it happened fairly soon afterwards, but eventually, yeah, the restaurant closed. What makes you think you can treat anybody that way?
Yeah.
And what would make you think that there wouldn't be serious blowback?
Mm-hmm.
You can disagree with her politics, but She seems like a very reasonable, nice person, basically.
And you got her and a couple other moms just, you know, wanting to have a bagel or whatever. I mean, come on. You wait until they pay in tip, and then you want to get rude?
I mean, that is Trump derangement syndrome, yeah. That fanaticism. And
no, you're right.
It's just, yeah, it's a sickness. She says, you know, crazy. Yeah, I call it, yeah, a combination of being mentally not exactly right and mixing some evil in there.
Yeah. Bad combo.
Yeah. Mm. Speaking of which, Congressman Eric Swalwell in the news, getting money from a utility company at the same time vowing to cut rates. What?
Well, you are talking about Swalwell, though. So.
Yeah.
He's sick of crazy.
Yeah. But before we get to that story, we've got What's Bugging You, a chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, 877-975-9825. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:21. We're trying to make Mondays great. Come on. Time for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest so you can feel great, too. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of try to prepare, compare myself to Trump. The way you were describing it earlier is he has a red line in the sand. He's going to do what he said. I used to run a daycare, and we would have monthly meetings, and we would have these teachers say, well, these children will not listen to me. I've told them 5 and 6 times what to do. I said, that's your problem. You tell them one time what's going to happen if they do it again, and then follow through with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and everybody's on the same page, and everybody gets it, and you'll get the proper response that you were looking for. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is we're into the fourth week of this war, this Middle Eastern religious war that we got drug into, and gas prices are skyrocketing, and Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, seems to be the point man for the Trump administration now, and he's saying we need to escalate to de-escalate. The beginning of this thing, everybody was saying, you know, 4 or 5 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and we'll be done. It's just getting started. The strait's still closed.
Well, Nobody ever said it was just going to be a few days.
No.
I recall. I think I was hearing minimum 30 days, 5 to 6 weeks, probably more accurately. We also did were warned that it was going to ratchet up if the Iranian regime wasn't going to, you know, behave appropriately, and in this case, open up the strait, very important. And talk about skyrocketing, we're still not even close to what we're paying for oil or gas under the Biden administration, and there was no war going on then. All right. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me, and this is a matter of my own myopia and not visiting movie theaters much, but only this last weekend did I find out about the depth and breadth of Daniel Day-Lewis's acting career. I previously only knew him as Bill the Butcher in Gangs of New York, and then I get bombarded with all these YouTube feeds about, oh, he's in this and he's in that. I've apparently missed like 30 years of his great movies, so I'll need a lot of popcorn to catch up on all that.
Yeah. Last of the Mohicans was a huge one. I think the other one was called Sinclair. Well, it was based on a book called Oil, I believe. But I think it follows the life of Sinclair. And it's that's a very interesting, and he played a very, well, he always has an interesting take on characters.
Mm-hmm.
And he's considered extremely good at his craft. So I'm glad you kind of rediscovered him there. Good morning, Sam. What's bugging you?
Well, what's really bugging me after this nice weekend is an observation that I happened across, and this is just killing me. If you doubled the Social Security check of every U.S. senior citizen, it would still be less than our government was paying each month to illegal aliens who never paid a dime into the system and didn't qualify. If our government could afford to pay illegal aliens, they can certainly afford to pay seniors who earned it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. I'm all for doubling it. Well, I'm not collecting it yet. But when I am, honestly, I'll just be happy if there's anything left. May I have another bowl of gruel, Uncle Sam? Yeah. Yeah, hang in there. Oh, $81,000 per year average expenditure on illegals just in New York alone.
Oh,
$81,000 per illegal.
That's crazy.
Yep. Hmm. Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
Hey, guys. Shucky Schumer and his crew. But then, to beat that, when I came home last night, my television is on the fritz. So I have to call and deal with the robot people and try to get through with them, get a tech out here. Have a great day.
Bye. All right, you hang in there. At least you got, you know, the best form of entertainment. You know, you've got the radio. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning. You know, guys, that statement from the governor about how you have to believe in God in order to be a good conservative and a good American, come on. Some of us just are very conservative who don't love a God who creates stillborn babies and babies with cancer. Leave God out of it. Religion poisons everything. Take care, guys.
What kind of God, Greg? What kind of God would allow these kinds of things to occur?
I don't know. It's one of those questions we hear a lot, isn't it?
Well, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I think that it's not a perfect world.
I agree.
And because it's not a perfect world, there is bad, there is evil, there is sin, there is illness, there is all those things, and that's part of the world that we live in. It's not utopia. We don't live in heaven.
And maybe perhaps through these bad things that occur, maybe it's kind of our job to, you know, look for the good in it. In other words, it can actually be to the glory of God. And by the way, John, if anybody tells you have to be a God-believing or Christian or whatever to be a good person, well, I agree with you. That's not
right. That's
not necessarily true at all.
True.
Yeah. It's just it gives hope and salvation to us sinners. That's all. And some of us need it, and maybe some of us don't. But I always appreciate you hearing from I always appreciate hearing from you, my friend.
Yep.
728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and coming up, What's that idiot Swalwell up to now? Gosh, I can't stand that guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I'm going to bash him anyway because that's what I do.
I love it.
97.3 The Sky.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
It's another day in paradise, my friends. Come on. Let's appreciate it, right? Attitude of gratitude. It is 7:35 right now. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, so the Gators lost last night, 73-72. It was a real heartbreaker. They're out of the March Madness. Gosh, it was just last year, man, when they were having these phenomenal come-from-behind wins and took it all the way to a national title. Hey, you know, we won the national title. They had a great season this year. They had some really fantastic games. I guess it wasn't meant to be. They fell just a little bit short last night. So, hey, good luck to Iowa. They played a very strong, physical, tough game, and their style is usually a little bit slower, and the Gators have a lot of pace and stuff like that, but the Gators couldn't click because of the kind of defensive pressure that Iowa showed, in my not-so-humble opinion. So you've got that. All right. This bozo Eric Swalwell, what's his problem now? He tells voters, hey, vote for me for governor, and I'm going to lower your electric rates. Yeah, yeah, okay. Because I'm for you, man. I'm for the people. I'm for you and the people and my little Chinese spy. That yeah, little Feng Feng.
Oh,
now,
man.
He's getting a little cash from PG&E. That's the huge utility company in California. Pacific Gas and Electric. Yep. And he got about $113,000 from a PAC based on PG&E employees. All right. And so, yeah, he's going to crack right down on them and their rates, right?
We'll get right on that.
According to the New York Post, the utility company has raised rates over 100% in 10 years.
Ouch.
Uh-huh. So Swalwell told voters there must be accountability and requirements.
Wait, hold on. Swalwell used those words?
He did.
He shouldn't use those words about anything.
Well, you know him. He is one of those guys where he thinks the best defense is always being offense.
Well, he's offensive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very.
And that's, yeah. He's not shy. I guess he knows the lefty media is not going to continue to expose him for the little whiny little rat he is.
Mm-hmm.
But we will. All right. His campaign website says he will stop massive utility price hikes by ending monopoly markups and refinancing expensive debt to directly lower your monthly rates. However, PG&E donations to Swalwell from the Corporation Employees Energy PAC, representing employees of the utility, date back to 2014. And the most recent recorded donation came last year. And the Democrat continued taking money from the PAC even after the firm's equipment sparked a catastrophic campfire in 2018 that killed 85 people and wiped out Paradise, California.
Mm.
Now, Governor Gavin Newsom has also taken money from PG&E. As for Swalwell, his past dealings with Chinese communists could threaten his run for governor.
Uh-huh.
But we'll see. We'll see. I think they look past that.
They do. It's California.
Yeah. I hope that Steve Hilton could do something with it. Of course, mm-hmm. he's been on Fox News and what have you, and he's a strong conservative, and that's California needs somebody who's going to be fiscally responsible. Also, there's former Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco. And they have both seen some of their support actually grow. So this will be interesting. But, yeah, you can trust Swalwell.
Sure you
after
can.
Taking money from PG&E, that he's going to be cracking down on them and their rates.
Yeah, he'll get right on that. Yeah. What a hypocrite.
And, unfortunately, one of our top stories is that Air Canada jet hitting a vehicle. It was a fire truck, basically forcing LaGuardia Airport to close until at least 2 o'clock this afternoon. And here is exactly how things began to unfold.
Truck 1 and Company, LaGuardia Tower.
Truck 1 and Company.
Truck 1 and Company, LaGuardia Tower, requesting to cross 4 at Delta.
Truck 1 and Company, cross 4 at Delta.
Truck 1 and Company, crossing 4 at Delta.
Frontier 4195, just stop there, please. Stop. Truck 1, stop. Stop, truck one. Stop. Stop, truck one. Stop. Delta 2603, go around. Runway heading 2000. Jet 646. Jet 646, I see you collide with a vehicle there. Just hold position. I know you can't move. The vehicle's there responding to you now.
Basically, all hell breaking loose as an Air Canada Express regional jet struck a Port Authority vehicle on the ground after landing at LaGuardia. This happened late last night, killing two people and forcing the airport to close. It was a CRJ-900 plane arriving from Montreal, struck the vehicle at about 24 miles an hour, which is about your average taxi speed. In any kind of a straightaway, they'll slow down a little bit if they've got to make some hard turns. And this happened right before midnight. Two pilots were killed in the incident. Port Authority Executive Director Catherine Garcia said in a news briefing earlier this morning. And more than 40 passengers, crew members, and aircraft rescue firefighting officers were transported to the hospital. When she gave the presser earlier this morning, she said, at this time, we understand 32 have been released, but there are also serious injuries. Mm. Sadly, the two pilots are confirmed deceased. Notifications are being made. The jet was operated by Jazz Aviation, Air Canada's regional partner, and flight 8646 was en route to LGA from Montreal. Jazz Aviation said in a statement to Fox News Digital, preliminary passenger list indicate the aircraft was carrying 72 passengers and 4 crew members, although this is subject to confirmation. U.S. Federal Aviation Administration issued a ground stop for all planes to the airport, saying there was an emergency without offering specific details at that time. The airport's expected to be closed until 2 o'clock this afternoon. And, you know, that possibly could change. Make your flight arrangements appropriately. So,
and you got that. You throw in the TSA mess going on. It's just not a good time for flying today.
Well, yeah. I mean, we were already trying to address the shortage of the DHS people and with ICE agents. And as far as I know, that move is moving forward today, as that's what Tom Homan said anyway. And I look, they need force multipliers. In other words, they need more people. They need them, and they're probably going to be more in a backup role, a helping role, certainly, until they learn the nuances of that particular job. But you've got a lot of folks that have walked right off the job, you know, for TSA.
Right.
And that's not good for anybody, and we want to keep travelers safe. The president wants to keep them safe. So by using ICE agents, it makes perfect sense in my book, and so I totally support that. President Trump also said no deal should be made on DHS funding until the SAVE Act is passed. And one reporter was saying, Hannah Brandt on X, she was saying that in a phone call just minutes ago, President Donald Trump told me Democrats want to make a deal on DHS funding, but he doesn't think any deal should be made on this until they approve Save America. First, I asked him how long he's prepared to have ICE agents help out at the airports. He told me for as long as it takes. And Brandt, this reporter, also shared that she brought up how some lawmakers have suggested funding the TSA, as lawmakers have still not come to an agreement regarding funding DHS. Trump said that now he has suggested placing ICE agents at the airports, Democrats now want to make a deal. Well, we'll see. You know, some of them may say they want to make a deal, and some of them may really want to.
Well, don't you know that Democrat heads are exploding that ICE could actually be in airports? Oh, who are they looking for there, Bob?
They're going to have their jackboots on. They're going to have their masks on.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're going to be like ninjas.
Throwing flashbangs and all kinds of stuff in the airport. It's going to be just total disruption.
Hey, DHS says a suspect in student's murder was a Biden-era catch-and-release illegal.
Oh.
Shocker, right?
Yeah.
Another tragedy. We've got plenty to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show. More in terms of engagement and Operation Epic Fury as we enter day 24. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. All right, just hold on. Hold the presses. Let's not get too crazy, all right? 7:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Trump issued an ultimatum to Iran. Open up the Strait of Hormuz in 48 hours or else I'm going to knock your power out.
Ooh.
Starting with your biggest power facility. But hold on.
Yes? But wait, there's
Trump
more.
Still willing to engage in some form of diplomacy. It is possible.
Yeah.
This just coming from the New York Post. Breaking news. President Trump announced just a little while ago that the U.S. will not attack any part of Iran's power and energy infrastructure for 5 days.
Okay.
After Washington and Tehran had engaged in, quote, very good and productive talks, unquote.
Hmm.
Wow. And he's even talking about ending the three-week-old war. Again, wow. Don't read too much. It doesn't mean tomorrow.
No.
Oh, everybody's gone home. Everything. No, it's not how it works. It never has. It never will.
And he knows how it's been in the negotiations with the Iranians over the last months.
Yeah. Don't trust and verify and then verify some more.
Absolutely.
And then when you're done verifying, don't trust.
No.
I am pleased to report the United States of America and the country of Iran have had, over the last 2 days, very good and productive conversations regarding a complete and total resolution of our hostilities in the Middle East. based on the tenor and the tone of these in-depth, detailed, and constructive conversations, which will continue throughout the week, I have instructed the Department of War to postpone any and all military strikes against Iranian power plants and energy infrastructure for a five-day period, subject to the success of the ongoing meetings and discussions.
Okay.
If he feels like, you know, they're trying to play him for a chump again, then all bets are off. The announcement caused oil prices to plummet ahead of trading hours. Brent crude dropping from 109 a barrel to below 94, and then it kind of rebounded a little bit to above 97. The president had given Iran 48 hours, as you know, to open up the Strait of Hormuz, or else you're going to start taking down the power. Can you imagine if you're the government in charge, you're not popular with the people, and then you know when that power gets knocked out, you know why.
Yeah.
And you are going to be even more irate. So, hopefully good things will come out of this, but at the end of the day, let's be honest, you can't have those folks running the show.
No, you can't.
You just can't. Yeah. They're nutbags. They're human rights violations. They've been supporting state-sponsored terrorism for years. They've killed so many Americans via that. You just can't let them continue. They're not the folks you want to be in power or in charge. We'll see what comes out of this deal and this agreement. Maybe there is going to be, I don't know what they would do, an election-type process, new constitutional kind of setup. I don't know. But at least for now, it looks pretty positive. That's a good thing. And look, I would always want to exhaust anything that could lead to peace.
Sure.
But the caveat being, peace and them still working on getting a nuclear weapon is,
No way.
No, not that kind. That's not real peace. Mm-mm. That's very temporary peace. And we've already had that and played that game, and we don't want to play that game anymore. So there's that. Also, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez apparently tapped nearly $19,000 from her campaign coffers last year to pay for a psychiatrist.
Wow.
Now that is money well spent. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
I have a whole new level of respect for her. At least she knows she's kooky.
I mean, the $8,000 on the Hollywood makeup artist, that was probably not well spent. But this is money
is
well spent.
Well, just hold on before we get too excited. Okay. Apparently, this psychiatrist specializes in ketamine therapy.
Ooh.
That's a powerful drug that puts patients in a hallucinogenic state. Now, what happens when somebody who already appears to hallucinate from time to time is put on a hallucinogenic drug?
Maybe that explains the expression on her face sometimes.
Yeah.
That old bug-eyed kind of look thing going on?
In all seriousness, me personally, I think that all different ways in which you can reach people should be looked at and attempted.
Mm-hmm.
And based on success, you know, whether you move forward in that area or not. I know there's some people that the ketamine thing has been very helpful.
Right.
So we'll see.
That's a lot of bucks, though.
But $19,000.
Out of your campaign?
What, isn't it to make her a better campaigner?
It didn't help.
The walls are melting, dude. Vote for me. Much more to come on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.